Hello, hello, hello. It is 12 past the hour of 4 o'clock. You were listening to Sounds of Brandy when you touch me on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. A very good afternoon to you. And of course, allow me to welcome you to the crossover that is from this hour right up until the hour of 6 o'clock this afternoon. And of course, I am your lovely host, Abigail. I will be with you in the next 2 hours. And it is a beautiful Sunday. There's a reason why. Okay, let me just stop there. For me, every Sunday is beautiful. Let me not even lie. But today is beautiful because the weather is lovely, to be honest. Those who have been outside, maybe in the last 2 hours, you have realized that the weather has changed. You know, it rained a bit and it's cloudy. So there's a cool breeze outside. It's very nice. So it is a very lovely weather, for a Sunday afternoon, you know, to sit back and, listen to me. Yes, that's right. It is a beautiful Sunday to sit back, relax, and listen to me. Let me also just thank Tate Naluvanda, who kept you guys company from the hour of 1 right up until the hour of 4, where I take over and be with you guys until the hour of 6. And at the hour of 6, I leave you guys with Hendy, that is on the Eagle Sports Zone. So a good afternoon to you. 10 more days for us to head to the polls. And because of that, that is where our conversation for this Sunday and the coming Sunday are going to be, you know, focused on. So we are going to focus on the fact that we are heading to the polls for the regional and local elections on the 26th of November 2025. So that is next week, Wednesday. Yes, next week, Wednesday, we are going to vote in the regional and local elections. And the other thing that I mentioned last week was that I was in a particular shop. You know, I was buying something and I was so disappointed to hear that the people who were working in that particular shop where I was, they didn't know the exact date for voting. You know, I don't know, but I just kept quiet. As much as, you know, there's something in me that was telling me, no, just tell them the date. I just kept quiet because they kept on debating among themselves. The other one was saying that, voting is on the 25th of November. And the other one was saying that voting is on the 27th of November. And in my mind, I was just like, what? What misinformation are these ones sharing with each other? But then after when I left the shop, I regretted, you know, I regretted not informing them appropriately on the day that we are going to vote. Yeah, but my hope is that they have the correct information as of now. Maybe hopefully somebody overheard that conversation after I left, or they went to inquire looking at the fact that they both were not sure if it was the 25th of November or it was the 27th of November. So I hope they went to ask, so that they get to know which exact day we are voting. So it is on the 26th, of November 2025. So that is next week, Wednesday, right? So basically, as I've mentioned, that these next 2 Sundays, our focus is going to be on discussions that has to do with us heading to the polls, right? So that is this Sunday and the next Sunday, the 23rd of November. And of course, in today's discussion, we do have a guest. I will introduce him in a bit. Yes, I will introduce this one, because I feel like I can introduce him. Yeah. Or should I just do what I do? Let the guests introduce themselves. Mm-mm. I don't think in this case, it's that deep. So I will let you know who we are having on the show today. And also I will give him the opportunity to also just introduce, himself. So before we get to today's conversation, let me just remind you of the fact that you can download the Imba mobile app that is on the App Store. If you are an Android user, you can get it on Play Store. And if you are an iOS user, you can get it on App Store, right? So the Imba app is a hymn in the palm of your hand, basically, or a hymn on your smart device, right? I am using the word the palm in your hand because smart devices are always in the palm of our hands. Whether it's a smartphone, whether it's a tablet, they are always in the palm of our hands. So the Imba app is a hymn book, or it is a hymn application that is in the palm of your hand. And it is a very convenient application. I've been emphasizing on the fact that, you know, hymn books nowadays, they really look heavy, to be honest. There is no way I would go to church and carry a hymn book. It's heavy. And, you know, we also live in an era where we don't carry, you know, bags, briefcases as males and all that. So nowadays we don't carry big bags like back in the days. So you won't have anywhere to put a big hymn book. Let me say you have to go somewhere straight from church. Then that hymn book is going to feel like it's a burden that you have to carry around. So that is the loveliest thing about, the Imba app. While it is an application that you install on your smart device, then you get to enjoy, all the hymn books that are on the application. So if you haven't yet downloaded the application, make sure you do that. Like I said, Android users, we find the Imba app on Play Store, and iOS users, we find it on the App Store. And any other smart devices with other app stores that I don't know or that I didn't mention, as long as you know where to find your app store on your smart device, you will be able to find the Imba mobile app. Just go search. You will find it. It's under Omalite Technologies, right? So it is now 19 past the hour of 4 o'clock. So today we are going to focus on helping Namibians at large prepare for the upcoming local and regional authority elections. Like I mentioned, on the 26th of November, we are heading to the polls. So in this calm and informative civic education segment, we are going to unpack the voting process, explain what happens at polling stations, as well as highlight why every eligible citizen's participation strengthens local governance, right? So the goal for this conversation is to empower you as a voter with clear non-political guidance, especially first-time voters. If there are any first-time, I'm sure there are first-time voters who are going to vote for the first time at these regional and local elections. And also we have those who feel unsure about procedures, you know, from voter rights and responsibilities to what expect on election day. So this conversation will provide a simple, trustworthy roadmap when it comes to making your vote count. I've been mentioning the fact that always remember your vote is your voice. So we need to go out in numbers and go cast our votes, right? Let's not have excuses. Let's not come up with excuses. All of us, even me, on that particular day, I will be on air. It's a Wednesday. You know, something that I've been preaching with this, our job, is that there is no holiday. There's no such a thing as a holiday. So I just need to find time on when am I going to cast my vote. Is it early before I come to the studio, or is it after my show that Wednesday? But the fact remains that I am going to cast my vote, and so should you, right? So we will look at what are local and regional elections, just to have an understanding of what they are. And after that, I will get hold of today's guest. And our guest for today, who is going to join us and guide through this conversation, is Divet Mulauli, who is the Deputy Director for Corporate Communications and Marketing at the Electoral Commission of Namibia. So he is going to help unpack, you know, the procedures and answer some of questions. If you have a question, you are listening, If you have a question that you'd like him to clear up for you, do come through and do that. Do not hesitate. And as I have said, if you are a first-time voter, or if you simply just want to refresh your knowledge, well, this is the conversation we need to stay tuned to. And it is a conversation that is for you. So remember, we are having this conversation this Sunday as well as next Sunday on the 23rd of November. Namibia votes, local and regional elections. So we will go for a musical break, and then on the other side, we will come look at what are local and regional elections. And after that, I will get hold of Divette. And then we unpack the conversation, and you are also welcome to come through during the conversation so you can pose your questions and get answers. I feel like I'm just talking. I'm not even breathing. What's going on? Yes, I honestly feel like I am just talking. I'm not even breathing. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But yes, let me not waste any time. Here is Phil Collins, True Colors, you know. I don't know if I've told you guys how much I love the sound of a saxophone. And it's unfortunate that the jazz night was taking place the same night when the Zambezi night was taking place as well. So I wanted to go to the Zambezi night because I had my reasons, and there's no way I was going to miss Zambezi night. Unfortunately, I missed the jazz festival. It would have been a lovely experience, but I'm hoping next time it takes place, I am going to be in attendance because I love a saxophone, to be honest. And I hope whoever is going to marry me, they are going to propose marriage to me, by playing a saxophone. Yes, please.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. You with the sun. Don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it.
And the darkness inside you makes you feel
so small.
And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. Don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful, oh, like a rainbow. Show me a smile,
show me a smile.
Don't be unhappy. Can't remember when I last saw you laughing. When this world makes you crazy and you're taking all you can bear, just call me up because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors, beautiful, oh, like a rainbow.
Can you hear that saxophone, colleagues?
Realize this will make you crazy. You're taking all you can bear. Just call me up because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors. True colors are shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show. So beautiful, like a rainbow. Yeah, 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 yeah. Show me your colors.
Show me your colors.
Show me your rainbow.
Beautiful, like
show me
rainbow.
Your colors, colors,
true.
Colors.
Shine.
Show me your rainbow.
So beautiful.
That's why
you are now listening to
Show Me Your Colors.
Colors shining through.
Show me your rainbow.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like
show me your colors.
Colors shine.
Show me your rainbow.
So beautiful.
That's why I love. Show me your true colors shining through. Your true colors shining through. True colors shining through. True colors.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sounds of Phil Collins, True Colors, now bringing us to half past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you, wherever you are tuning us from on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. So before the musical break, or before the sounds of Phil Collins, I say that we will come look at what are regional council and local authority elections. And after this part, we will get hold of our guest for today, who is Divet Mlauli, the Deputy Director of Communications and Marketing at the Electoral Commission of Namibia. So regional council elections, well, it is an election process which citizens elect their representatives in which they reside, known as regional councillors, right? So these elections are held after every 5 years. Regional councillors are the link between the central government. Who is calling me? Who is calling me? Hello.
Hi, Abigail. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm trying here.
Okay.
Show me your true colors, eh?
Ah, yes. Ooh, I love that song. I love it. Are you listening?
It is. I just opened my radio a few minutes back.
Oh, okay. No,
when
no.
When you were talking about the saxophone, what do you call it?
The saxophone.
Yes, that one, yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. No, just continue listening and then you can join in later.
What's up on the table there?
We are talking about, elections.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying. Just continue listening and then you will get a grip of the conversation. And
are we having a visitor in the studio?
Yes, we do have a guest.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you have any questions for the guest, you can also come through while he's on air.
All right. Is he from ECN or she?
Yes, he is from ECN.
All right.
Yes.
And I'll come back later.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, so we continue with the explanation of what are regional council and local authority elections. So with the regional council's election, it is an election process in which citizens elect their representatives in which they reside, known as regional councillors. So these elections are held after every 5 years. Regional councillors are the link between the central government and the citizens in the region, and they are responsible to spearhead development in the constituencies in which they are elected. So Namibia has 14 regions and 121 constituencies. So when we talk about regional elections, we are talking about elections where we go out and elect regional councillors. And we hear that regional councillors are the link between the central government and us, the citizens in the regions. And they are responsible in spearheading development in these constituencies where they are elected. So that is what regional council's elections are. Now, local authority elections is an election process in which citizens select representatives in local authority areas in which they reside, known as local authority councillors. So these elections are held after every 5 years together with the regional council's elections. So local authority councillors are elected to serve the people in the various local authorities, such as village councils, town councils, or municipalities, right? I hope we understand what are regional council and local authority elections. So with local authority elections, we go to vote, and these individuals are individuals who represent us locally, and they serve us, the people, in various local authorities, such as village councils, town councils, or municipalities. I think I'm rushing. Am I rushing? Or am I? Okay, am I fine? Right? So which electoral system is used for the regional council's elections? With the regional council's elections, they are conducted according to the majoritarian or first-past-the-post electoral system. So in this system, the candidate with the most votes win the election. In the regional council elections, registered voters vote for the candidates of their choice to the regional council who will lead and represent them in their region for 5 years. They vote in the constituency in which they are registered. So each region's councillors elect three regional councillors from amongst themselves to serve in the National Council, which has a total of 42 members, right? So that is the system that is used for regional council elections. I think I'll have to repeat this later. Just in case maybe somebody out there is listening and they are not getting a grasp of what I'm saying, because I feel like I'm rushing, and I'm rushing to get hold of the guest, so that we can get on with the conversation and then continue with the program. So now when we look at the system that is used for local authority elections is that...
And I can't stop thinking about the way things used to be. And I can't stop thinking about the love that you made for me. And I can't get you out of my head. How in the world would I begin to let you walk right out my life and blow my heart away? And I can stop caring about the apple of my eye. And I can stop doing without the center of my life. And I can get you out of my head. And I know I can't pretend that I won't die if you decide you won't see me again. If I never
Three minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Good afternoon to you, wherever you are listening us from on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And of course, the conversation here is all about, you know, the upcoming local and regional authority elections that are scheduled for next week, Wednesday, the 26th of November, 2025. So basically the conversations are to encourage all of us, right? We all need to go and vote, because your vote is your voice. If you don't vote, your voice is not going to be heard, right? To avoid these blame games that usually arise after elections have passed, you know, where you find people are constantly complaining, we never wanted that person that was voted in. We never wanted him or her, you know. To avoid such things, go out and vote for the person you want to see, whether it's in the regional or local authority elections. I urge you to go out there. So we are still waiting for our guest. Well, he said that he would be ready by 5 o'clock, but then it looks like maybe he's not yet ready. So while we are waiting for him, we will just look at a few reasons why it is important for both you and I to participate in these local and regional elections, right? We all know that voting in elections is a fundamental right, and it gives you the power to help create meaningful changes. Right. So, we know a lot of, elections usually take place. Not a lot, but we do have, type of elections that usually take place. And we are always, always encouraged to participate, because it is our fundamental right to do so. And it is your power to create, you know, the meaningful changes that you'd want to see in your country, in your community, in your region, as well as around you. So the first reason on why it is important to go out and vote is that when you go out and vote, you shape the future of issues directly issuing your community, right? So regional and local elections can make direct changes on the issues that matter most to your community. And also important conversations around funding, funding education, you know, conversations such as healthcare, conversations such as public safety efforts, conversations such as economic development, they do take place right here, right? And with a specific focus when it comes to the issues in your community. So voting for a candidate that represents your interests locally, it is a good thing, right? It is a good thing. So this is why it is very important for you to go and cast your vote. Come next week, Wednesday, so that you can shape, you know, the future of issues directly when it comes to your community. I do not want to hear stories, because one thing that I was saying on my Silozi show is that people need to go out and vote. I do not want to continue getting phone calls on the show complaining about councillors and all that. Go vote the people you want to see in those seats, right? So also another importance or another reason on why it is important for you to participate in the voting process is that, it will help control where your tax money goes, right? So these elections, they allow you to have a voice in where your tax money are allocated to prioritize projects and also initiatives that matter most to you. So when you go vote, you ensure that you are well versed on the issues and candidates' key priorities for funding projects as well as initiatives they plan to have in your community, right? I hope we are informed, very well informed about the plans our candidates that we want to go vote for, they plan to do for us. I hope we are informed. And also another important reason is that there is an impact on other public officials. There is an impact on other public officials. So candidates directly on the ballot are not the only politicians that can gain power after elections. Elected leaders can appoint public officers who also play a critical role in your region. These can include department heads, enforcement officials, and members of other boards, you know, just to help with anything that is required in your region. So because of this, voting for candidates that are important to you can help shape the whole government to better represent what you want to see in your community. I hope we have that. So when you go and vote for the candidates you want, it is very important because you are also helping the government in a way that the government is representing itself to you in a better way in terms of what you want to see in the community, in your region, as well as in your towns or in your villages, right? Because one thing that we need to understand is that, or one thing that I have realized as an individual is that these elections, they really get less attention, to be honest. When it comes to regional and local elections, they really get less attention compared to presidential elections, you know. So it is very important to take a vested interest in local elections in order to combat the lack of information available surrounding these crucial elections, right? So we also need to start educating ourselves as individuals, as people, as voters on what these local and regional elections are. Maybe the reason why we don't go out and vote in numbers is because we are not well informed on what really are they, you know? I promise to go back to the information that I was providing you guys in terms of what regional elections are and also what local authority elections are. So it is very important that you participate in these elections, because each vote carries more weight. Historically, local elections, you know, they used to face a much lower vote turnout, compared to, presidential elections. And I stand to be corrected. I believe that even now, if we have to compare the turnout when it comes to regional and local elections compared to presidential elections, the turnout is not really that much. So this is why all eligible voters in individual communities are encouraged to go and vote, because these elections, they also mean so much more, right? So if fewer voters participate, that means that margins can be thin, and a single vote can be the decision maker on who gets elected, for example. And this is also something that we usually emphasize to listeners when it comes to encouraging you guys to go out and vote. When you decide to stay home and not go out and vote, maybe the person you were favoring to get the position was only short of one voter, right? It was just one voter short. And that voter could have been you who decided to sit at home and not go and participate in these elections. So this is why we are encouraged to go out and vote, because each vote carries more weight at the end of the day. You can't sit at home and say that, no, let others go and vote. No, you cannot depend on other people's vote or other people's voices, because you also have your own voice. Let your voice speak for you. Don't let other people speak for you when you can also speak for yourself. So if you wanted Abigail to now be the councillor for this constituency, and you didn't come and vote for Abigail, and then Abigail missed one vote for her to become the regional councillor for that constituency, you see? That is where the problem comes in at the end of the day. So it is very, very important that we go out there and make sure that come next week, Wednesday, we go vote, colleagues. Even if the polling stations close while we are still in the queues, we are going to stand there and cast our votes, just like how we do in the presidential elections. So these elections, they are also just as important. They are important. So you need to do that. Yeah. Okay, so let me now get hold of our guest. There seems to be a miscommunication here, because he is saying that he's been waiting. And I've also been waiting, so I don't know now who is keeping who from, you know, being on air here. But without any time wasting, let me just get hold of him so we can finish up this conversation. Also, remember, you can come through and ask any questions, because looking at our time, I don't know how long we might take, but you are welcome to ask any questions while our guest is on air.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And of course, the long awaited man of the hour is finally here joining me live on air. Allow me to just give him the opportunity to introduce himself, even though I have already introduced him. But yeah, let me just let him introduce himself to you guys. Good afternoon. No, not a shout out. Inga hare nara shara gopa. Ah, naka kutena. Please just introduce yourself. I have already introduced you, but let me just give you the platform to do that before we get into our chat.
A very good afternoon to you once more again, Nabi, and very good afternoon to our listeners across the country and across the globe. Mm-hmm. My name is David Siduka, and I'm the Deputy Director for Corporate Communications at the Electoral Commission of Namibia. It's a pleasure having the platform where we can engage with the electorate, especially during these critical times as we head to the 2025 Regional Council and Local Authority Council's elections.
Mm-hmm. And while I was here waiting for you to notify me to call you, I was actually telling them on why it is important for them to make sure that they go out and vote. Because one thing I have observed as an individual is that we really, really neglect the regional and local authority elections compared to presidential elections. It's like maybe we are not well informed of their importance. I am not sure. But I was, you know, just encouraging them to make sure that come next week Wednesday, they go out there and cast their vote. So I have briefly explained what local and regional authority elections are. So maybe you can just get to the point where you can tell us why they matter for everyday community life.
Well, thank you, Abby. Let me first give credit where it's due. Really to thank the electorate, Namibians across over within the country and across the borders, for the good turnout that they have shown in the last presidential and national assembly elections.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the 2019 election, we were only at 62-61% in terms of turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And that increased by 16% during the last election to 76.86%. So that was quite good turnout in terms of presidential elections. And then 76% for National Assembly election. So it's a good, quite good turnout that we also want to believe will still be the same this year.
Yeah.
Of course, as a country, we are known for sound democracy and sound or promoting the democratic principles that our country has been built on.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I'm optimistic personally. And as a commission, we are optimistic that Namibians will go out in numbers and cast their vote next week, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's touch base on why these elections are important. Let me start with regional council elections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, elections only are only conducted every after 5 years. So in terms of Regional Councils Act number 22 of 1992, for regional councils election, this is where you elect the regional councils that are going to govern your region for the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite critical that we understand that the councillors that we are electing now, they are going to be our leaders of our regional councils for the next 5 years. And what do the councillors do? Councillors are responsible for the socio-economic development of that particular region.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at a constituency level. In your constituencies, there are various developmental needs that you need. And who is responsible for that? That is your regional councillor. In terms of water infrastructure, road infrastructure, schools, hospitals, network connection, electrification, these are some but a few that I can mention.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the people that will be at the forefront to represent you at central government in terms of your needs at the regional councils level. Now, let's come to the local authority councils. Just like Regional Councils Act, Local Authority Councils Act, elections are conducted in terms of the Local Authority Councils Act of 1992. And this is where you also elect the leaders or the council to govern your local authority for the next 5 years. What is a local authority, if I may ask, for the sake of our listeners? A local authority might be it's an urban area where you reside. For example, we have 59 local authorities in Namibia, and these are some like Divundu, Bukalo, Arnos, Usakos, Okongo. Now, what do you need in that local authority? You need a place to set your dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
So this is land allocation. You need water. You need hospitals. You need schools. Who are those responsible for the allocations of this? Who are those that are going to represent you? Because remember, we cannot all go to parliament, but proportionally, because in terms of local authority, it's proportional allocation of seats on that local authority, given the size of the local authority.
Mm-hmm.
So you elect a member through a political party representative to represent you on that local authority. And that local authority that is elected will be given a mandate to govern that local authority for the next 5 years, to accelerate development or not to accelerate development, whatever your councillors, their intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, with regional councils elections, we use what we call first past the post electoral system. Winner takes it all. And if you have seen or observed when we announced the nominations, there are 121 constituencies in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 121 constituencies, only 120 constituencies will be contested, whereas Mankupi constituency in the Kavango West region will not be contested. Why? Because there was only one candidate who stood to contest that constituency. And in terms of the law,
mm-hmm.
like I said, winner takes it all. So that is the winner.
So he is the winner without even being challenged?
Yes.
Wow.
So that is how these elections are conducted.
Uh-huh. So who is eligible to vote in these elections? And what documents should they bring with?
Of course, you can only vote if you are a registered voter whose names appears on the voter's register. So you can only vote if you are a registered voter.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you need to bring? You need to bring your voter's card. We don't want you to bring your IDs. Your voter's card is your passport to vote. It permits you to cast your vote.
Mm-hmm. So if I get to a polling station and then I discover that I am unsure that this is the polling station I'm supposed to vote at, what happens in that instance?
Well, fortunately, in Namibia, when it comes to regional council and local authority elections, you vote in your constituency where you have registered.
Mm-hmm.
So you can turn up at any polling station in your constituency.
In your constituency.
But you are going to be allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing I need to put clarity on is, can I go vote? For example, if I reside in Windhoek, Windhoek is a local authority, and then Commerce has those constituencies. So if I live in Windhoek West constituency, can I go cast my vote for local authority in Windhoek East constituency and then go back and cast my vote for regional council election in Windhoek West,
mm-hmm.
where I reside? That is a no. Why? Because you can only vote once. You will be detected upon entering the polling station whether you have voted or not voted before. Of course, we have physical ink that you can see, but we have the invisible ink that can only be detected through an ultraviolet light. So these are some of the critical measures that we have put in place to ensure that people do not vote double. So you only go and vote at one polling station. So that is why it's important that when you go, especially those who will be voting or casting their vote for both regional council and local authority election, you go to the constituency where you have registered and cast your vote there. You'll be issued with two different ballot papers.
Mm-hmm.
That is one for regional councils and the other one for local authority elections. And then you have to cast both. One thing we have realized, Abby, is that some people, for some reason,
mm-hmm.
they tend to obtain all the two ballot papers,
mm-hmm.
regional council and local authority council's elections, upon being issued by the ballot paper issuer in the polling station.
Mm-hmm.
But because for some reason they only want to vote for either local authority only or regional council authority only, they tend to fold the other ballot paper and put it in their pocket.
Oh,
that
wow.
is prohibited. It's not allowed. You cannot leave the polling station with a ballot paper. It's not allowed by law.
Okay,
you either cast the vote or you leave that ballot paper with the ballot paper issuer.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
So if, sorry to cut you, if I just want to go participate in the regional elections and I do not want to partake in the local authority elections, in that instance, what happens? Am I just issued the ballot for the regional elections that I want to participate in? Or please explain to us.
Of course, one thing I want to make it clear is that we discourage the tendency of choosing which election do I need to
uh-huh. vote
for, because they are equally important.
Yeah.
And that's why we all have to get participate in both.
Mm-hmm.
But if for some reason, or whatever reason you have, that you do not want to cast an election for that specific election,
mm-hmm.
whether the regional council or local authority council, it's either you inform the ballot paper issuer to only provide you with that specific ballot paper
mm-hmm.
for the election that you are going to cast, or if you did not cast on it, then it's very much important that you give it to the presiding officer
mm-hmm.
in that polling station. Because we are also trying to avoid the issue of rejected ballot papers.
Yeah.
Because the moment you take a ballot paper, you did not cast it, and then you put it in a ballot box, it is recorded as rejected.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of our principles, we are trying to, as much as we can, to avoid rejected ballot papers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. So are there specific rules when it comes to queues, behavior, or what is going to be allowed inside a polling station?
Elections are a civic responsibility, and as a country, we do not have queue marshals.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the queues, the same civil principles that we have in banks and everywhere, where elderly people with disabilities,
mm-hmm.
Expectant mothers are given the opportunity to cast their vote first.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the queues specifically meant for our senior citizens,
okay.
expectant mothers, people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had that one for prenatal mothers where if you are breastfeeding and your child is still young,
mm-hmm.
then you can join that queue. But that system was abused, because you find one baby with I don't know how many mothers until the baby starts,
Namibians.
Save herself from that abuse.
Yeah.
They start crying.
Mm.
Yeah. But we always give the opportunity to expectant mothers, the senior citizens and people with disability, and they have their own queue where
mm-hmm.
they have to queue up to cast their vote. But also, we have realized from the lessons learned from the previous election, where the queues were moving slowly. So what we have done different this time is that we have established more than two polling booths in a polling station. So at least two, three people can go to cast their vote at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have actually answered our next point, which was asking about the rights to voters in terms of, assistance for elderly or disabled voters.
Mm.
So we will now move to the next point, which is what should voters do if they feel their rights are being violated or if they see irregularities?
Well, thank you. Let me just quickly expand on the previous one that I was talking about.
Okay.
In terms of voter assistance is provided for in the Electoral Act. And this is, for example, if you are blind and you cannot read tactile, then you can bring the person of your own choice to assist you to cast your vote. If you are an elderly person and you can't write, you can still do things.
Just quickly hold for me. We seem to have a caller. Hold. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Abigail and the guest.
Givet. Yes.
Oh, yes. Good afternoon. Is it evening or afternoon? I think it's evening.
It is afternoon. It's just cloudy.
Oh, it's just cloudy. So yes. Thank God the rain is about to come.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm very grateful that for Mr. Givet.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you should, you can just come in attend as you are proceeding with the discussion.
Yes.
Yes. Now, my concern, it's good that they give that priority to the elderly people and the pregnant people and the women and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether is that a law or is just a common kind of perhaps reasoning that, yes, we do give senior students, I mean senior citizens and the pregnant women first priority, like in the line and things like that. So I'm not so sure whether it's something, it's a legal kind of a principle that is there documented that people should adhere to, or a policy that only comes within ourselves and our system of operation. So maybe just, it's not a big issue actually, but I just want to know.
You just want to know.
And you see, because even in the bank, lines and everything. My understanding is that at least the elderly people can also be accorded in that gesture.
Mm.
But then the other thing is on the last national, we know you are now concerning with this one, but the last election that we had, the country one, the national.
The presidential.
Yeah. Mm. So now, because that one is, I love the way it's organized, that yes, you can find yourself anywhere and just vote.
Yeah.
Understand? You don't need to travel because of the conveniences and the, I like the flexibility on it and allow people to do a lot of work. But then we receive a lot of criticism in terms of logistical arrangements. Because I know one of the problems that caused that those complaints and things like that could be because of, you know, if you are budgeted for these people, say Windhoek East, and then you are actually expecting such a number of people, voters, even though you made some preparation for eventuality. But last time it did not help us. Because people were running from one polling station to another.
Oh, okay, so your question here, Uncle Bana, is are you asking if the ballot papers are enough this time around?
The ballot papers were enough. Even last time, they were enough. But because people were flocking to, let's say, at one point where they appear. No. Here is a bit, the line is short. Before you leave there, you are traveling from plain window to wherever.
Okay.
And then the day you reach there, the line is already full. But the people were very prepared. They made provision for enough ballot paper at that moment, even the manpower. The people are responding to an area. And then when you get there, and then you say it's full. And then all this kind of confusion. How are they going to avoid this kind of
I think that one I can answer. I think that one I can answer you, Uncle Bana, because as you mentioned that with presidential, it's flexible, so you can go vote anyway. But with this regional and local, you cannot go anyway. You cannot be staying in Shantibala.
That one I like it.
Yes.
But even the national one, it was just well arranged, according to me, and I have observed from the station where I worked, I stayed there. But you see a lot of people flocking from Osumisi, from this other one, they come to town before they know. Then that one, it was just a mobile one.
Okay, Uncle Gwana, let's now give the opportunity to debate to answer your question, your first question. All right. If it's a law or if it's just something they have decided as a commission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you very much to Uncle Bwana there for that observation. Of course, in terms of the queuing system to allow the elders, the people with disability and expectant mothers to queue and cast their votes, this is a civic arrangement. But I must make it very clear that especially in densely populated areas, you'll find two queues, one for the elderly or we refer to them as the special voters, and then the other one. But they are also still going to be queuing in that queue, because you might not be the only elderly person in that queue. So you also, if you are an elderly person or an expectant mother, when you join the queue with those people with special needs, you will still be queuing.
Yeah.
So it will not affect the other queue. And that's why I've mentioned that we are going to be having more than one polling booth in a polling station, and this is to allow both queues to move.
Mm-hmm.
But in less densely populated areas, this is where an officer, police officer, may assist to identify who's the elderly person in the queue. But also as voters from our civic duty, we identify and say, okay, this one is an elderly person. This one is disabled. This one is an expectant mother. Then you marshal them to the front so that they can be assisted, and then they go. When it comes to voting anyway, of course, similarly like the ones for last year, with presidential national assembly election, the country becomes one constituency. But with regional council and local authority elections, let me start with regional council's election, the country becomes into 121 constituencies. So you can vote anywhere in your constituency, but you cannot vote outside your constituency.
Your constituency.
Yeah, you can vote anywhere at established polling stations in your constituencies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there won't be those issues of ballots have run out, we are going to rush to this polling station to go get ballot papers.
No, because remember our voters register is also constituency based.
Yes.
So we distribute ballot papers according to the total number of registered voters in that particular constituency.
Mm. All right. So we were touching on the point of what should voters do if they feel their rights are being violated or if they see irregularities.
Well, thank you. Each polling station has polling agents that are appointed by political parties. Some have observers, and each polling station will have an occurrence book. So if you observe anything unregular, you report it straight to the presiding officer of that particular polling station, and he can also take that complaint or irregularity and record it in the occurrence book.
Mm.
Yeah, so that is your first point. So you record everything that is unregular in the occurrence book, and the occurrence book serves as the records book for any uneventualities.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. So what are the common mistakes voters make, and how can they avoid, especially with spoiling of the ballots?
One most important thing we need to know is that these elections are conducted from 7 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the evening. But if you are still in the queue by 9 o'clock in the evening, you will be able to cast your vote.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot go to the polling station after 9 o'clock to cast your vote. I think I must emphasize on the issue of time.
Yeah.
Secondly, elections are going to be conducted on 26 November. And that is just one day. So there will be no opportunity for you to come the day after to come and say, I did not vote, can I still vote? That's the other important thing. The other most important thing that they need to understand is that you only vote when you present your voter's card, because we have to verify you. And you can only vote for yourself. You yourself go and cast your vote, other than asking somebody to cast a vote on your behalf. It's not allowed. It is not even provided for in the law. So you, only you yourself can go and cast your vote. So these are some but critical things that we need to understand before we go to the polling station. The polling stations, the polling officials are not responsible for showing you or telling you who or who to vote or not to vote. It is your choice. That is why you cast your ballot in a secret manner. Only you knows who you are casting the vote for. So you cannot tell somebody, no, come assist me, I want to go cast. No, it's not allowed. Only assisted voters who are either cannot write, read and write, or cannot see, because they have to ask somebody to cast their vote on their own. And even that, it's secretly provided, because it's only you and the person that you're assisting who will know who that person has voted for. If for some reason you make funny things, he tells you, vote for this, vote for A, and then you decide because you like B, you vote for B. Only God knows what has happened there between the two of you. And only God can give you an answer to that.
Yes. Shame.
Yeah, so it's very much important that we understand some of these critical issues.
Yeah. So what time should voters expect polling stations to open? I know we are aware of the closure time, but yes, in terms of opening.
Polling station will open from 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've earlier alluded, they only close at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are still in, if you are in the queue by 9 o'clock in the evening, although the polling station has closed, you will still be able to cast your vote.
So how does voter, I see the next point we have touched on it, which is, why is participation, or would you like to add something to it? Why is participation in local elections just as important as national elections?
Yeah, I think Abby, we have touched on that. Yes. Maybe just to avoid the repetition of what we've already said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how does voter turnout influence the effectiveness of local governance and service delivery?
Of course, you can only hold somebody responsible if you have voted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did not vote, who are you going to hold responsible for your development?
Yeah.
Because the good thing is that whether you did not vote for me or you voted for me, once I become a councillor, I do not go and represent the people who voted for me, because I do not even know.
Divet, just hold for me. We have another caller for you.
All right, I'm holding.
Good afternoon.
Yes, afternoon. How are we?
We are good. How are you, sir?
No, we are good also. Afternoon, our guest.
Good afternoon, caller.
Yes, how is the day that side?
At least we have received some rain, so, and it's still showing that it's going to rain again.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do have a question. During the previous elections, we experienced that the mobile teams, for example, if it's operating from 7 to either to 2, they were losing voters just because they were about to travel to the next polling station. Are we also expecting the same things during this coming elections, or maybe have planned it in a different way? Because we had a lot of complaints. Like when we're having these presidential and parliamentary elections, where voters were left standing, been told by the presiding officer that our time is up, we are going to be polling stations. Mm. People outside are also waiting for us. Mm. And now the second question is, for example, if I was having a voter's card, mm-hmm. but then unfortunately it was misplaced. Then during the general voter registration, what which happened? I went, then I took another water card. Mm. Now, later on, I found my previous water card, which was displaced. Mm. Now, if I go to the polling station with the water card, which was displaced, mm-hmm. am I going to be allowed to vote with that one or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be listening to the radio.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shangwe.
Thank you very much for those questions. I think let me start with the first one in terms of mobile polling stations. One lesson that we have learned from the previous elections, and that's why we said we took a review of what happened in the previous
elections. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, to set this as a baseline for lessons learned and how to improve the electoral processes this time around.
Mm.
And this was one of the key critical issues that we have identified. So we have avoided mobile polling stations, especially in towns.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no mobile polling stations established in urban areas or densely populated areas. We have limited this, although, to locations such as farms,
mm-hmm.
where there are only a few people residing on that farm, to allow the smooth flow of the electoral process. So you will not find any mobile polling stations unless it is at a police station or a small hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Even at some other big police stations, given the registered inmates and officials at that polling station, we have expanded those to become fixed polling stations.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes for the prisons and hospitals. We have ensured that we, instead of only setting up mobile polling stations, we look at the population of that hospital or the population of that prison so that we extend the polling station that is there, whether to be fixed or mobile. But what we have done is we have avoided the use of mobile polling station, and that's why you see our polling station have increased with 383 extra polling stations from last year's elections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to what was the other issue that the caller touched on?
With the issue of the voters' card. You misplaced the voters' card. Yes.
I must also put emphasis that those who have lost their voters' cards or misplaced or it's damaged will be issuing duplicates from 17 to 23 November.
Okay.
And these duplicates will be issued at all 121 constituency offices across the country.
Mm.
So you only obtain your voters' card in a constituency where you have registered. Now, if you have misplaced or lost or misplaced or lost your voter's card, then you go and apply for a duplicate. And then by the time you go for elections, you have recovered it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, even if you take the old one, the new one will still be the valid one because it will show the moment you go apply for a duplicate, the older one becomes void.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go there and you present yourself, the voter's card number is still the same. But it will show that this one is the different voter's card,
mm-hmm.
the old one. But you still be assisted to cast your vote because you have presented that. We have different types of identification, how can identify you. So we can identify you through your voter's card, which is physical identification. We can identify you through your face, because your face is on the system.
Mm.
But we also have biometrics, and these are one of the critical security features that our system has. Once your physical identification has been completed,
who will do your biometrics to confirm that indeed it's you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it.
Oh, well, it seems like we are in a car. So we are almost done. What is your final advice for voters preparing for November 26?
We only have 26 November to cast our votes,
mm-hmm,
and to elect our leaders for the next 5 years. So this should be our decisive decision, and we should take it as an opportunity that our constitution has provided us to ensure that we elect the leaders to govern our local authorities. We elect the leaders to govern our regional councils. So it is our choice to make sure that we go and cast our vote.
Mm-hmm.
As a country, the constitution, which the supreme law of this country, has provided us with that opportunity to cast our votes, to ensure that we are also represented, our voices are represented. So it is our civic duty to ensure that as a registered voter, you go and cast your vote on 26 November.
Mm-hmm. So where can listeners find accurate, up-to-date information of the coming days?
We have the information on our website. If you go to our website, that is www.ecn.na, and then you go to voter and civic education. There's a link that we have created specifically for these elections. And then you go to 2025 RC and LA elections. We have compiled all the necessary information, including results from the past elections, the code of conduct, the polling stations, and all information on how the polling process is conducted in all various languages.
Mm-hmm.
So this information is there.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of physical, we've also distributed the polling stations in various newspapers. We've also distributed them through the political parties liaison committee, where we have distributed the various polling stations, but also on our daily updates that we have, the countdowns and the information that we share. There's a QR code where you can scan and still access this information.
Mm-hmm. Well, Divette, thank you so much for coming through and sharing this information with all of us countrywide. I'm sure a lot of us got informed in one way or the other through this program. So, takambira huru.
Thank you very much for having us, and thank you very much to the listeners for following the discussions. We look forward to engage more.
Shangwe.
And cha.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, so that was Divette Sluka, the Deputy Director of Communications, Corporate Communications and Marketing for the Electoral Commission of Namibia. All right. Thank you so much, Uncle Bwana, for coming through and, you know, casting your questions. I'm going to use now the language for voting. So thank you so much for coming through and casting your questions. Voma Sule, also thank you so much for coming through and casting your questions as well. So I hope this conversation is really, really helpful to all of us, so that we go out in numbers to go and vote in the upcoming regional and local authority elections, which will be taking place on Wednesday, the 26th of November, 2025. So they are important elections as well. You know, these regional elections, they are important, just like the national elections, right? I know some of us might feel like it's an inconvenience, because now maybe the time you took your voter's card, you were in another region, in another constituency. So obviously your voter's card now allows you to vote in that particular constituency or region, whereas you are no more there. So I hope you made time to try and change all of this, because I believe you can change your local as well as your regional where you can cast your vote. So let's make sure we go out there and vote in numbers. So next Sunday, we also have another civic program based on the upcoming elections. I decided that two Sundays before the regional and local elections, I will just dedicate them to having these conversations on air, right? So that was, or that is the plan. So next Sunday, we will have another program, and I will also have two guests who will join me, and we will just have, you know, a conversation. So 4 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. I guess this is my cue to say my lovely goodbyes to you, as you've heard that it's cloudy. This weather is even, you know, confusing Uncle Buana in terms of, is it afternoon or is it evening? But it is still afternoon. Unfortunately, it's just cloudy. So maybe it is going to rain later again tonight. We've had Divette also mention that maybe it will rain again, because it rained a bit earlier. So allow me to say goodbye to you colleagues. I will see you, that is next Sunday on the 23rd. So that will be 3 days before we go to vote. I will see you with my two guests. I will not introduce them. They will come introduce themselves to you that particular Sunday. From me, Abigail, it is adios. Allow me to wish you a productive week ahead of you. Please, if you are not well vested in terms of what regional and local authority elections are, do take time and just, you know, feed your mind, feed your knowledge in terms of what they are. Why are they important, and why should you participate in these elections? So I am leaving you with the sounds of Jabu Kanyile. This one is one of my favorite golden oldies African, you know, sounds, and it is titled Sponky Ponky. Bye bye.
I love you, I love you. Can't resist.